Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, You Are Not a Grasshopper, You're a Giant Slayer.
Speak the Word.
Saints, in 1 Peter 5:8, New Living tells us, stay alert. He said, watch out for your great enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. One definition of devour is to destroy completely. And that's Satan's goal. His goal is to destroy us completely. Saints, we must fight and take back what belongs to us. We must take back our families, our children, our health, and everything that has been stolen from us by Satan. It is time to fight back by exercising our God-given authority and destroying the evil works of Satan. You know, John said in 1 John 3:8 that he came to destroy the works of the devil, that this is what Jesus came for. As children of God, we have been anointed with power to help destroy the works of the devil too. We're part of that. We're his hands, we're his mouth and his feet. We're here to serve and work, do the works that he would do if he were here. He works through us. But you know, I was thinking about that the other day, and most of you know this too. Just as God works through us, just as Jesus works through us, Satan works through us too. You know, he's working through all of these people that he's influencing to do what they're doing, you know, whether they're the drag queens or whether they're, I don't know which bathroom to go into or whatever. This is satanic, you know, and that's Satan working through them. But God works through us because we're part of the other side. And so he's working good in us and making us strong and giving us the wisdom and the power and authority to be able to fight back against this evil that's coming against us. We have to fight back. As I said, children of God, we've been anointed with power to help destroy the works of the devil too. In Luke 10:19, in Amplified Classic, it said, look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall anyway harm you. He says he's given us not only authority and the power, but he's given us the physical and the mental ability to do it. Are you hearing me? Saints, we need to know our enemy and we know his tactics so we can prevent and at least, at very least, minimize the damage. We may not can prevent it all, but we can minimize the damage that he's been doing. It is time that you serve notice on the devil. He no longer has a claim on you. He's already defeated. Jesus says he already defeated him. And the Bible says he led captivities astray and he defeated Satan. Are you hearing me? Let's get geared up. I think we need to get geared up and get ready to take back what the devil's stolen from us. That's what I think. You know, I had these questions. Has he stolen your health? It's time to take it back. Has he stolen your finances? It's time to take it back. Have he stolen your family? It's time to take it back. He stole some of my family on drugs. They died of an overdose. My grandson for one. My nephew for one. And someone was telling me today, my daughter yesterday, was telling me that a friend of hers, his friend's daughter, committed suicide. These are all coming from Satan. These are satanic attacks. And people that are committing suicide, that's satanic. Nobody wants to leave this life early, not on their own thinking. You know, he convinces them that it'll all be over and it'll be better. It's just beginning if you don't know the Lord. You are the only one that can take it back. You're the only ones that can take it back. I can't take it back for you, but you can take it back. As I said before, if you can identify the thief and you know who the thief is, according to John 10:10, and the thief must give it back seven times over. Proverbs 6:31 says, and thieves who get caught must pay back seven times what was stolen and lose everything. Most of you have heard me talk about all the things that Satan stole from me in 2002. Once the Lord revealed to me what to do, and I did it, Satan had no choice but to give it back. I still remember that. It's like it was yesterday when I was saying, you know, that one day I'm going to have this and that and the other, and the Lord just spoke into my spirit, and a lot of you have had that, you know, they're just all of a sudden, there it is, you know, and he brought that verse back to my remembrance, you know, and reminded me that it's really, really what he's saying, it was up to me. He said, I have provided you with the word, and my word, not one of my words have ever failed. He said, I'm back my word. So if we'll take that word and apply it and do what he says do with it, then he'll do the rest, and Satan won't have any choice. You know, I know that he took my beachfront property, he stole from me, but once I commanded him to, with this scripture that God brought to my mind, that he had to give it back to me seven times bigger and better, that's what I commanded. He had no choice but to give it back to me bigger and better. And I got it bigger and better. And you can get it bigger and better too. You really can. Whether it's your job, your children, your home, whatever it is, if he's stolen anything from you, you can get it back. I know you can because he said you can. Pastor Joe didn't say you can. God said you can. He said he has to give it back to you. God has promised to restore the years the locust has eaten, and he will restore what Satan the termite has eaten too. He's promised. In Joel 2:25, an Amplified Classic, it says, and I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you. And verse 26 says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. He said, my people, and that's who we are. We're God's people. He said, we shall never be put to shame. This is God's promise to you. He is no respecter of persons. God shows no partiality, no arbitrary favoritism. With him, one person is not more important than another person, even though some people think they're more important than others. They're not, according to Romans 2:11, Amplified Bible. But there is something that you must do to take back what is rightfully yours. You must start agreeing with God. You must start agreeing with what he says. Start trusting his word. Start exercising your power and your authority. You know, it's my new book that's coming out, I hope, in about 60 days. It's called I Believe God. And when the Lord spoke that to me all those years ago about the enemy having to pay back to me, I believed him. You believe God when you act on it. You know, a lot of people say, I believe God, but they're not doing anything. They're not taking any action. You can't believe God and not take action. You know, faith without action, dead. You got to act on it, even if you don't feel like it. Most of the time you don't, but you can do it. And sometimes you'll even be afraid. You know, I've been ministering for 26 years, and I was thinking this afternoon, it was like the first time. A lot of people think, you know, maybe some can come up and they don't have a problem with it, but I think most speakers have a little issue, maybe some more than others. But I always pray, of course, and I continue to pray to get my messages, and it takes a while to put them together as I listen to him. But I was thinking that you would think after all this time that I could put together a message and come up and deliver that message without being anxious, you know, nervous. But I haven't. There's sometimes more nervous than others. Today, for some reason, I was a little bit more nervous, but you got to do it anyway. You got to push through. You got to push through. It's nothing but him trying to stop you. And if he finds out that he can stop you, then he'll keep it up. So we got to stop it. We can't let him. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you have given each of your children an excellent memory so we can be like a David and bring back to our remembrance all the miracles that you have blessed us with. I thank you, Lord, that we are not like the 10 spies who forgot about their past victories. They forgot about how you opened the sea for them to go through on dry land. They forgot about the manna that you provided for them so they wouldn't be hungry. They forgot about how you quenched their thirst with water coming from a rock. Hallelujah. They forgot about their past history. They did not remember that it was you, Lord, who always brought them through, praise God. I thank you, Lord, that you are the same today, yesterday, and will be the same forevermore. Help us, Lord, to never forget our past history. And I pray that you will help us to always bring back to our remembrance all the battles that you have won for us. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, not to forget our yesterdays when we're facing the giants of today. And help us to remember that you are the host of the armies and will fight for us. In Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word. The word of God against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.